Welcome to Pardon My French,
the podcast that teaches you French in a fun and casual way.
My name is Tom.
And my name is James.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to 2013.
It's a good year so far.
It's been really good, yeah. It's been fantastic.
Why? How has it been good for you?
I've done lots of things, yeah.
How many days have we had? 2 weeks.
15 days. You can do quite a lot in 15 days.
Yeah.
You know, just to kick things off, the French actually refer to a fortnight as 15 days, which is a bit weird, isn't it?
It is, because it's surely 14.
It's 14 days, isn't it, really? Mm. I think, well, the only thing I can assume from that is that when the French were making their language, they couldn't count.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
How have they not changed it?
I don't know.
Because if you were to think, break up everything into fortnights, you'd have so many extra days.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't done a strike about it.
A strike?
They do a lot of strikes, don't they? They strike more than a box of matches.
Oi!
So, bad welcome fun. To 2013. It's in French, that's 2013.
2013.
Yeah, very good, yeah.
Cheers, mate.
2013. So welcome back, guys. Thanks for coming back to us and listening again. It's we really appreciate your support.
Loyalty,
yeah. Fidelity.
Fidelity.
In French, yeah.
Oh. And we hope you had a good Christmases and a good New Year's celebration.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And so, just to kick the show off tonight, we've been reading through a few emails that have been sent in by our listeners. So, to start with, we have an email from Erica Tompkins. So, hi there, Erica.
And she writes, hey guys, I look forward to your podcast. Would love a weekly vibe. Also, how about some dirty jokes in French?
Mm, so that's very interesting. So from here on out, we're going to be trying to do the podcasts more frequently. So, you know, you loyal listeners who are just gagging for the next episode, it'll be there.
We'll try and make it as weekly as we can.
Yeah, but as strongly as we can as well.
Yeah. I'm not just going to put out rubbish.
No, of course not.
It's been pure gold up until now, obviously. So
I mean, yeah, it's quality, not quantity. But, you know, in the future, it will be quality and quantity. And in terms of the rude jokes, well, it's interesting that because we've just received a book entitled Dirty French. And so over the coming weeks, we're going to keep dipping in and out of this book and try and give you some of the highlights from that.
Yes, we haven't got any jokes in it, but we've got some good bits and pieces. Yeah. We also had another email from Ashley Fiesel. Hi guys, first time writer, but I've heard all your podcasts and need some more. Would love to hear some more of Tom's accents so we can really learn how to understand the French of those wonderful Brits. American girl, loving the Brit French, kiss kiss. A little dirt would be amazing, she writes at the end.
Cheeky.
So
nice little finale.
Thank you, Ashley.
Hmm. So thank you for that, Ashley.
Yes.
Hmm. One of our listeners. So
just reiterate the web address, the email address that we have.
Our intranet web address,
James,
is part of my French podcast
at
gmail.com.
Yeah, so hit us up there.
Yeah, and we know you've been fervently sending it messages to the Facebook site, so keep that up and
yeah, just keep up.
Yeah.
So where are we starting?
Well, where shall we start?
We started with emails. So where are we going on to,
say? Oh, okay, the next bit. Well, the last episode came from Christmas time, more or less. And since that time, we had a big party, didn't we?
We did.
We
did.
We had a very big party. And we actually, if you listen back to episode one about alcohol and things like that, you can probably string something together. That's basically what we did. We celebrated the event of New Year. Which in French is Nouvel An.
Nouvel An.
Yeah. Okay. So there's something actually interesting about the French here, is that you can say we are now in a new year.
Yeah.
So the beginning of a year as a duration is called le nouvelle année.
The nouvelle année?
Yeah, so the année is kind of referring to the entirety of the year.
Okay.
Like, the année. Whereas the nouvel an refers specifically to the event of the new year arriving. So you could say a new year party.
you would say...
would be le, of Nouvel An.
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas if you say, in the new year, I'm going to do this, then it would be Nouvelle Année. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a little, little piece of...
Is the word année related to when you say how old you are in terms of years?
Well, in when you say that, you would actually use the first one, but in plural.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you're, I don't know, 10, you'd say j'ai 10 ans.
J'ai 10 ans.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's just a little... little factoruni. Yeah, in fact, the same kind of rule applies when you have days as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you refer to days in a kind of, in a countable way, like in 5 days I'm yeah. doing this, then you would say jour.
Jour.
Like in 5 jours.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you said I've had a good day,
mm-hmm.
in terms of the duration of the day,
yeah.
and as a kind of, since you wake up and go to bed, then it's journée.
Journée.
Yeah, so the same thing happens. The an, année, jour, journée.
Okay.
Yeah, you see?
Makes sense.
Kind of cool. So, Tom, bonne année.
Merci.
Yeah.
Beaucoup.
Merci buckets. Well, it's funny you say that as well.
Why is so, it?
Well, merci beaucoup is, yeah, it's something that we say a lot, don't we? We yeah. thank each other a lot because we're very generous people.
Very friendly.
We're very polite.
Even yesterday, I collected your laundry.
That is true, yeah, yeah, mm. yeah.
You,
yeah,
just, you yeah. didn't thank me, so...
Well, I'll thank you now. Merci beaucoup.
Okay, okay. De rien.
Okay, so, when you pronounce beaucoup, it's, yeah, it's kind of a normal word, and if you pronounce it slightly wrong, normally, you know, a French person will understand that you're foreign.
Yeah.
However, it can be misheard, kind of in a funny way, if you say merci beaucoup.
Yeah.
Okay, which actually means thank you, beautiful ass. Effectively.
Might be a compliment.
It could be a compliment. I mean, it just depends. Maybe that's what you wanted to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my case, I definitely didn't want to say that. I'm just thanking you for, yeah. for folding my washing. But,
so can you say them again, both of them? And...
Yeah. So the first one, thank you very much, is merci beaucoup.
Yeah.
And the second one is merci beaucoup.
Okay.
Okay. And the coup at the end for the arse is we've met it before.
Yeah. As in cul-sec.
Or cul-sec or cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, so that's a word that keeps popping off again and again.
I recently, well, not recently, maybe a few weeks ago, I read it in the news that the most, the word searched most by Germans on Wikipedia was cul-de-sac for the year of 2012.
How?
I don't know.
I don't even know if they use that,
word. That was the official website of news, though,
is it
the
not
BBC.
Like strudel.
Why would they know all about strudel? Why would they have to look it up?
Verify facts.
Hmm.
Ingredients?
Maybe. But you don't look at Wikipedia for ingredients often.
Mm, yeah, true. Actually, I never look up a Yorkshire pudding on Google. I've never done that.
Never?
Have you?
I think I've looked up a Jamie Oliver recipe for Yorkshire puddings on Google.
Yeah, fair play.
He's pretty good at them.
I'd probably go for a Nigella Lawson.
That's because you're in love.
Yeah, true, yeah. Or not.
Who knows?
As the case may be. So, Tom, yeah, have you got any New Year's resolutions that you're planning to install in your lifestyle?
Well, I always, every year, try and read more books.
Okay.
That's something
than the previous year?
Then,
or than ever?
Than ever.
Okay.
No, just to read more, because it's
just some kind of asymptotic book
reading
sesh.
Because if I didn't, I would just sit in front of a screen, a laptop, an iPad,
yeah, you do
an
do
iPhone,
that.
Xbox.
What about a Kindle?
I haven't got one.
What
luckily.
About a Kindle Fire, which is like a tablet, but is actually a reading device?
I don't like reading on a thing that isn't a real book. I like the feel of a page.
Yeah, if
the smell of the
yeah,
paper.
I don't mean the flick of the.
Yeah, I like to be able to bend it.
The flick of the wood pulp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I must admit, I still like flicking through a good book and just smelling the fibres just lifting out and.
Mm.
Yeah,
I've also got one to obviously get fitter, to work out.
You want to get fitter?
Trying, but it never works.
Yeah, no, I've never.
I'll probably give up.
Yeah, you probably should.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to get fitter, that's a very common resolution.
One of the most common, I imagine.
Yeah. And, well, let's start off by saying how we talk about a resolution. So, mm-hmm. a New Year's resolution is, in French, is a bonne résolution. Very,
bonne résolution.
Simple. Yeah. So that's just a good resolution.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear, pretty straightforward. And you wouldn't say I have a resolution. You'd say I'm taking a resolution.
Like you're kind of taking part in it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, or like, or you're kind of in the shop, like picking out resolutions and putting them in your trolley.
Imagine if you had to do that.
To take to the checkout. Imagine.
If you had to pay for them, people would probably stick to them.
Yeah, that is true. Like a gym membership.
Yeah, but still people don't.
People don't.
You have to pay a lot. Like a grand to eat less chocolate.
Getting people to lose weight is a pretty hefty task.
Hefty.
Hefty, yeah. Bit of a plug there.
Oui.
So yeah, you could say, je prends une bonne résolution pour la nouvelle année.
You could say that if you remembered all of it.
Yeah. If you speak French.
Yes.
So yeah, that prendre is basically, the verb is prendre, it means to take.
Okay.
And we'll actually come back to that in slightly later.
Okay.
So you could take a resolution. Your one to lose weight is...
Not lose weight. I don't need to lose that much weight.
What did you say?
Get fitter.
Okay.
I'm already like probably...
Is it not the same thing?
I'm probably at my target weight. Haven't got a lot of fat on me.
So you want to convert your chubbiness? How should we refer to it?
Let's call it.
I just want something to
winter warmth.
Okay. Yep. Your winter warmth. You want to convert that into muscle.
Yeah.
Perfectly, so that your weight is constant at all times.
Pretty much.
Am I correct?
Pretty much.
Okay. So if you want to lose weight, then the French is you could say, I want to lose several kilos. Okay, that's a very common resolution. You could say maigrir de plusieurs kilos.
Again, okay, slowly.
You want to try that?
Slowly.
So maigrir
de plusieurs
kilos. So the last word is obvious.
Yeah.
Kilos, and plusieurs just means several.
Several.
Or a few. So, and then the first word is the crucial word here, maigrir. So that means...
Maigrir?
Yeah, it means to thin down, to slim down, to lose weight.
Does it only refer to people?
I don't think so. No, I think it could refer to other things that are slimming down, you know?
Okay.
For example, you might say the style of a car. The new design is maybe slimmed down. And and this word actually leaks into the English language with the word meager.
Meager?
Yeah,
so,
you know?
So like a meager amount of money.
Yeah, like a meager salary or something like that, or a meager portion of soup, for example, which happens to me on a regular basis. Yeah.
You serve your own soup to yourself most of the time, I've seen you.
I know.
After like four plates of food.
The ladle's too small.
The bowl's too small.
Well, both of them.
You should get a bigger bowl.
Yeah. Well, I was just using a thimble at the moment. Mm.
That's why you're so thin compared to me.
That's probably it, yeah.
Mm.
So, if anything, I want to put on weight.
Yeah, you can have mine.
No, thanks.
Okay.
So, so one of the reasons, why do you want to lose weight? What's your motivation?
Recently had a bet.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
That I could get a six-pack by the 6th of June before someone else.
How much are you betting on that?
50 francs.
Ooh, you're not getting that back.
I haven't lost it yet. Well, it started because...
Well, the money or the weight? The rolls of flab.
Yeah, well, the flab was the problem on the stomach. Critical. Because I tried to open a beer bottle with my stomach. Realised I didn't have the tense abs that I should have for this manoeuvre. and ripped a circle of blood into... No, it's like...
Although that makes me wonder, if people only used their abs to open beers... There'd be kind of a cap, no pun intended, on how large you could get. Because assuming you're only drinking beer as your intake of calories, then there'd be a point where you get too flabby and you can't open it anymore.
It's not, it's a twist top. I don't think it's possible with a...
Oh, right.
With a pop top.
No, yeah.
I don't know what you call that.
I don't know either. A pop top? If you know that, guys, just... then
write us.
Well done.
Congrats to you.
Yeah, you know too much about beer bottles.
Yeah, so it has to be a screw top.
Because
it can be done on a taut bit of skin, like I did it on my arm.
Yeah, that's been educated.
Yeah, I can do that. But the stomach.
No, yeah, I sometimes do it on my wrist. What do you call that? Forearm.
Forearm.
Yeah.
Near the crelbo.
Near the crelbo, yeah.
If you don't know what a crelbo is, look it up.
You could do it on your forehead, I guess, as well, couldn't you? But you got to be careful not to be left with a kind
bony
of
as well.
Big red kind of circular hoop on
your
face.
I think you need more, like, give. I think you need, like, tight give so you can grip it. I think the forehead... Unless you're like
it's not the right
Gordon
vessel
Ramsay.
For beverage opening. Yeah, Gordon Ramsay can open a whole crate.
He could. He could pop. He do the pop tops.
He does. He's pretty much got a six pack in his head, hasn't he? In
it's
his forehead. You know, I'd say forehead in French.
No,
it's quite easy actually. It's front, but it's actually it's spelt like the word front.
Oh,
it's like the front of your face.
Makes sense.
Just imagine it, yeah. So, you know, you could front someone.
Front.
Yeah.
I'll front you, mate.
Yeah, like Zidane.
Just Zidane.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an old reference, mate.
Well, I know, yeah.
Showing your age.
I think most of our listeners... shut up. I'm younger than you. I think most of our listeners are old enough to have watched or know about the Zidane thing.
Mm.
When did it...
Years.
Okay, I assume most of our listeners are older than 10.
It's all within their time.
Yeah. So we've got the front. Zidane would give a coup de tête, which is
a
headbutt.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Un coup de tête.
And that is a different coup to coup sec.
Okay.
That is actually, in fact, the same coup that is at the end of the spelling beaucoup. A lot.
Yeah.
You know? So a lot actually just means a beau coup, which is like which is like a good cut. Like if you're at the butcher's and you say, can I have a good cut of meat?
Ah, okay. So you... okay.
It's quite cool,
sense.
Huh? Yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah, so that
pretty
word...
Pretty cool.
Or you can have a coup d'etat, which is a cut of the steak.
Hmm.
Pretty cool.
It's good.
Yeah.
You know too much about meat.
Yeah, I know. I know, I keep referencing meat, don't I?
Yeah.
What's going on?
You should become vegetarian as a New Year's resolution. It might help you out a little.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
So what have you been doing? For anything new for the new year?
For the new year. I see what you did there, Thomas. Well, actually, I have been doing some new stuff. I've been skiing a lot.
Yeah.
Because we live in the mountains, so skiing has been a big passion, a big pastime of mine recently. I actually went to a glacier the other week.
Yeah.
I was skiing on a glacier.
That's
and
sweet.
You know what? It was freezing cold up there.
I can imagine. How high was it?
It was pretty high. It was exactly 3,000 meters.
Wow.
Yeah. Or 3 kilometres.
There we go.
3 kilometres.
3 kilometres. Can't do it.
Couleur 3. Yeah. So that was just a little Swiss radio reference. Apologise.
Okay.
But yeah. So I was up at the glacier, it was freezing cold. Mm-hmm. And do you know how to say freezing cold in French?
Not,
have a guess.
Freezing.
No, that's totally wrong.
Cold. Froid. No, that's hot. No,
stop. Please. It's, okay, so there's a reason why I said that. So freezing cold.
Don't ask me if you know I'm going to fail.
Yeah. Yeah, have some more soup. the word for freezing cold is glacial.
Glacial.
Yeah, so it's glacial.
I was going to say glass for like ice.
Yeah.
It was.
That
it really
made more
was.
Sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but that could
in
go
retrospect.
In, going all the wrong ways.
Yeah, so glacial. So you can say, il fait glacial. That means...
Il fait glacial.
That means it is
freezing.
Like, tooth-shatteringly cold.
It was today.
It was pretty cold. Do you know what temperature it was?
6 layers on. I still was freezing.
It was minus 11, at least.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
It's bonkers.
Il fait glacial.
Il fait glacial. Today, do you want to say today?
Aujourd'hui.
Yeah, il fait glacial aujourd'hui. High five.
Oui! learning something, guys, learning something.
Yeah, so the glacier was pretty cool, and I've been doing a lot of more skiing, but my New Year's resolution is to improve my technique at skiing. So I'm trying to get better, trying to focus on that. So if I wanted to say that in French, so we've had your, losing weight. De-whalifying yourself. then if I want to say improve my technique
at skiing,
then I would say améliorer. That means to improve. Améliorer.
Améliorer.
Ma technique.
Ma technique.
Yeah. Yeah, so améliorer. Yeah, that's quite good.
Améliorer.
Yeah. Améliorer. Maybe a little mnemonic you might think of when you're learning French, you might think of Amélie.
Ah, you know, good film.
The film
with it was really good.
Audrey Tautou.
A really good soundtrack as well.
Yeah, really amazing.
Really good.
Pretty cool film.
I need to watch that again, actually. I haven't seen that in years.
Yeah, it's great. It's one of my favourites, actually.
No, I really enjoy it. I just, sometimes if you have a really good film that you really like, you don't want to watch it too often.
I know what you mean.
It.
Yeah, you don't
but
want
I like
milk
to come
it.
Back to it like, wow, I haven't watched that for like 3 years. Let's enjoy it now.
Yeah, no, totally. I know exactly
we should watch
what you mean.
That.
Yeah. One thing I've been doing lately is taking up the old, generic MP3 listening device.
Yeah,
up on the slopes and and just listening to an entire album at once.
That's really that is
in this day and age. It's almost
Have we talked about that already on this podcast?
No.
Because I'm sure we talked... Maybe we talked about this just when we were doing...
The form of albums.
No, the Radio 1 were doing it just before Christmas, playing... Zane Lowe's show was playing full albums.
Oh, really?
Like, with all the pauses in between. No yeah. chat.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
Even
yeah.
though, like, you've got the album, it's well worth listening to because... Like that communal listening and knowing.
Oh, of course,
like,
yeah, definitely, yeah. It's like when you watch a film on TV that you've got on DVD, but it's better when you're watching it on TV.
Because you've got all them adverts to get in the way.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But you're sharing the adverts with people. Yeah. It's a social environment.
Well, it gives you a chance to get a cup of tea.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? I heard this really interesting thing about music, actually, the other day.
Come on.
It was David Byrne, actually, the musician, who's talking about how architecture influences the evolution of music. So he's saying, you know... Music that was made, say, in Africa a long time ago was very rhythmic and all the instruments were like loud enough to carry across the desert because there was no resonance, there's no kind of dissonance, and they could keep in time better.
Yeah.
Whereas, say, a big church hall is better suited for something with no rhythm, like, say, choral music, but with a lot of harmony. Yeah, quite interesting, isn't it?
That is interesting.
Yeah, so that's pretty much how me and Tom pass our time, watching documentaries about things.
I did watch a really good... No, I'm not going to go into it because it'll stick on that forever. If you go into movies.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do an episode about movies.
Definitely
or
should.
Music.
God.
Or
oh, God, yeah. Speaking of music, one of the things we actually did on New Year's Eve was... I don't know if you remember this.
I think it was New Year's Day.
It was the morning of New Year's Day in the early hours. We saw... It was a cover band in one of the bars. Do you remember that?
Yeah. It was
really good. And they were playing covers of songs.
We saw them like a week later as well, and we sang with the band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Oh, that was amazing.
When my sister was here, she came to visit, and sang with the band. Yep. Hey, Beth.
What's up?
Glad that you came and enjoyed this place.
Yeah. It was nice. We had lots of friends over, didn't we, over the festive period, and we made some new friends as well.
Yeah.
And so this cover band, I'll tell you in French, a cover band is a groupe de reprise.
Groupe de reprise?
Yeah, so normally a band you could just say is a groupe de la musique.
Okay.
Or a groupe musical, maybe. And a reprise is like a cover, basically, a cover of a song.
Okay.
Yeah, and basically we have the word reprise in English, don't we? So say... If a song, say if you go to see a musical and the song is like done again later on in the show, you'd call that like a reprise or a reprise. I don't know if you pronounce it. And the construction of that word is the prise in there is a bit like to take.
Okay, yeah.
So I said before that to take is like prendre.
Yeah.
And the prise is like a bit like take. So you're retaking a song, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense.
Retaking it. So it was there. You pick it up off the shelf.
Pick it up off the shelf. Put it in your little trolley.
And then do it yourself.
Check it out. Take it to the checkout. In music as well, there's lots of little interesting tidbits that have got through. Is that the right word?
Tidbits, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's... You know, you sometimes get them words and you say it wrong for your whole life and someone goes, it's not tidbits.
Yeah.
It's tatbits.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
oh, sugar.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah. It's not nooks and crannies, it's nicks and crannies.
Yeah. I don't think that's one, but...
No.
I hate that when that happens.
Probably correct.
But carry on.
So another word that we find in music, which is used in French or comes from French, is the refrain.
Refrain?
Okay, so it's more... In English, we think of refrain as like to hold back from something, to abstain from doing something. Like, refrain from doing that, you know, don't do that, whatever. And, in musical terminology, in English, it actually means like a repeated phrase or a chorus, something like that. And you'll never guess what.
What?
But in French, refrain means chorus. But
it's
pronounced
makes
refrain.
Sense. Refrain.
Yeah, refrain. So, there's a little bit of, little tidbit.
That's good.
A little nick and cranny.
A little beginning, middle, and end.
How's that novel coming on? Friends become enemies. Enemies become friends. So that was that little tidbit about music.
Where are we going from here, James?
Merci beaucoup for that one, Tom.
Wait.
Yeah. So let's think of other resolutions that we might have that people, listeners, our loyal friends and family. And, you know, listeners.
Well, do you have any in mind? I have some in mind that I think would be common.
Yeah.
After like working out and trying to lose your battle against the blobber.
Yeah.
Stop smoking.
Yeah, I think that's a really common one.
Yeah.
If you want to give up anything for New Year's which is very common, you know, people give up all sorts of things like smoking, you know, chocolate, alcohol, balloons.
Yeah. People just give up loads of
legs.
I heard some great advice recently about giving up for New Year.
What, lose some weight?
Is that what it was? That's not advice.
That's
just bullying.
That's heckling.
Yeah. No, if you're trying to stop smoking.
That old woman.
And say you go 2 months and you haven't smoked, then all of a sudden you go out, you have a drink and you smoke. You go, oh, damn, I smoked a cigarette. Then you give up.
Yeah.
Most people give up. No. Just don't smoke again.
Yeah.
Where some people use that as an excuse to give up.
It's because they actually secretly want to. And
so if you're really into it, if you're trying to give up,
if
you fall off the wagon, jump back on.
Wow, that's so motivating, Tom.
No worries. If you need any more advice, you know where I am.
Pardon my French, podcast at gmail.com
and on the Facebook, the Twitters, and all that stuff.
So maybe your New Year's resolution is to email us and send us your, you know,
maybe
your stories. Yeah. If you've got any dirty jokes in French that you want to share, because of course I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there know quite a lot of French as well. So please share it with us, and we can share it with other people,
with the world.
Caring and sharing.
This podcast goes out all over the world.
Yeah, if you've got if you've got any little, you know, broccobrick stories to tell. And so if you want to give up something, then you can. Then the French to give up or to stop something is arrêter de. So
stop,
the de is like of. So to stop of doing something, kind of thing. Okay, so in your case, Tom, if you want to give up chocolate, you probably should.
I don't think I should.
Okay, so you could say if you want to say I'm going to give up chocolate, you could say
je vais
arrêter de.
Arrêtez de
manger du chocolat.
Manger du chocolat.
So, you know that is, je vais is like, I'm going.
Yeah.
Arrêtez is to stop.
Yeah.
And arrêtez de. So, je vais arrêter de, I'm going to stop doing something. And then manger du chocolat is...
eating chocolate.
Eating chocolate, yeah. Interestingly, Jesus was born in a manger where the horse eats its hay. You ever thought of that?
Not really.
It might have actually been mentioned in a previous episode.
I don't think it has. Because I remember something as boring as that.
Jesus.
So
if you want to give up, you can say that.
You should give up sugar, just to let you know.
What are you like, about?
How hyper you are today. Yeah. Just give up iced tea.
No, it's true. I had iced tea and Coke, and I have drunk a lot of hot
and
tea.
And you're
as well.
The one who's been eating chocolate today as well.
Yeah, you're right.
I haven't been eating chocolate at all.
Well, my New Year's resolution is to put on weight.
Well, then,
we're like
you're doing
we're
well.
Like yang and ying.
Yeah.
I keep getting all these phrases wrong. So, if you want to stop smoking, then you can say arrêtez de fumer.
Arrêtez de fumer.
So, the same thing as before, je vais arrêter de fumer. Could be to stop smoking. What kind of things, you know, do people smoke?
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes is the main one, isn't it?
Pipes.
We won't go into it. Pipes, maybe, as well, yeah. A slang word for a cigarette is un club.
Club?
Club.
Club or club?
With P-E, but it's kind of, it sounds a bit like a B. Club.
Club.
Yeah, or you can say une cigarette.
Une cigarette.
Or une club, okay. One thing I've noticed when I'm out skiing recently is they have a thing called Operation Zero Mego, okay?
Yeah.
Bear with me. And Mego is actually the word for a cigarette stub.
For the butt.
The butt. You know, and people out there, you know,
Smoking it
and then shaking their butts, and they're just flicking them off the chairlifts. So there's a sign up, and it basically says les mégots restent, and what that means is the cigarette butts remain after the snow has melted. Okay, so that's a little tidbit for you if you're a smoker, a mégot.
And what they also do here is you can normally pick up a free tin to put your butts in.
Oh, really?
A little pop tin so you can keep your butts in there, and then once you get to a trash, you can put it in there.
Oh, cool. You'd probably need a pretty big one to get your butt in there.
Whee! Good joke.
Oh, thanks. My New Year's resolution is to work on my jokes.
You should, mate.
So that's a bit of smoking terminology. Another way of saying to give something up, actually, is, well, I don't know, if we were talking about something, mm-hmm. and then I was like, oh, never mind, just drop it, whatever.
Yeah, leave it out, mate.
Yeah, you're kind of giving up on the conversation,
yeah,
kind of thing. If you want to say drop it, or like never mind, you can say laisse tomber.
Laisse tomber?
Laisse tomber, yeah, which actually is just means to drop.
To drop it.
Something. So you're just saying drop it.
Does it literally mean drop, as in if I ask someone to drop a pencil on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you wanted to drop a pencil on the floor for some reason, you know, in class.
I hate lead.
You hate lead?
That's what I don't
think we put lead in pens anymore.
Well, graphite.
Okay. you hate what?
Graphite. Okay, I don't hate pencils.
All right, okay. I do.
No.
I hate the way they're spiky and
aggressive. Yeah. Aggressive. What was that to get you?
Yeah, do you know the yellow and black generally?
Like
the standard pencil.
No. Yeah, that's one brand.
Well, the brand I buy is yellow and black. And apparently yellow is the colour that if you wear yellow, it's people feel less people feel like you're less approachable.
Really?
I'm sure I heard that a while ago. Yeah, it's like a study. People feel more irritated by the colour yellow.
I always thought yellow would be more of a neutral colour.
Mm, maybe for bees probably like it. And thunderbugs in the summer. But, it's a little tidbit. So maybe that's why I hate pencils.
No.
I don't know.
Because there's lots of... You get colouring pencils.
Oh, actually, I do like
all
them.
All different colours.
Yeah, like Crayola.
But you don't single out the yellow ones.
No. No. How would you draw the sun without a yellow one?
You can't. The sun's not yellow ever.
No, I know it's not, but
it's like
have you ever seen a person with like bright pink skin? Kids are so bad at drawing, aren't they?
True fact.
Yeah.
True fact about children.
Do you know what? And thinking back now, all the art I ever did up to the age of probably circa
22.
Circa age 5 and 6, it's just, I was just lied to.
Well, that's
you know, you take a drawing, you take a little sketch of your parents, which is terrible, and you go, oh, look, Mum, Dad.
It might have been all right.
I drew a picture of you packing my bag, and, you know, and they're like, oh, that's really good. I'll put that on the fridge. My fridge wasn't even magnetic. I don't know where they went.
Oh well, mate, just drop it.
Yeah, well, then I'd say laisse tomber, wouldn't I?
Yes, you would.
Yeah, and we've talked about Verlan before, haven't we? Do you remember Verlan?
That backwards round language.
Backwards language, yeah. And we're not talking just about French there when we say backwards language. We're talking about like the slang language, which is made by switching the start and the end of the word. So you can change laisse tomber to...
Tomber laisse?
No. No, you're just changing the last word. So it becomes laisse béton.
Laisse béton.
Béton, yeah. So that's a very slang way of saying it. Like,
béton.
You know, if you see two French youngsters and they're like chatting and then one of them might be, laisse béton.
Laisse béton.
Yeah, laisse béton. Okay, and... interestingly, the word béton actually means concrete when it's not used in a Verlan sense.
Yes.
So that's just a little connection.
But you can think of it like drop it onto the concrete.
Yeah, exactly.
It might help
you
remember.
That's a really good way of thinking of it. Yeah, it's a nice mnemonic. So every time you're thinking never mind, you're thinking of a breeze block hurtling to the ground and smashing.
Do you know what the real word for a breeze block is?
Block of stuff.
Close. It's a concrete masonry unit.
I give up. Concrete masonry unit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite interesting. But you know what else is interesting?
Go on.
When you asked me there, I couldn't think, so I said, I give up.
Yeah.
But I wasn't saying, like, I'm giving up concrete masonry units for New Year.
Because you used them a lot last year.
I did actually build quite a lot of, you know...
Masonry units.
Churches in Africa for charity.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I wouldn't build churches anyway. I'd build schools.
Yeah, probably best.
Spreading education.
Instead of
rather than
religion,
anyway, and so if you want to say give up in the sense of to stop guessing, like I give up, then you can just say je ne sais pas, like I don't know.
Je ne sais pas.
Which, in fact, if you you would probably normally hear it colloquially said as je sais pas.
Je sais pas.
Yeah. So it kind of merges into one. All those sounds just merge. Je ne sais pas becomes je sais pas.
Je ne sais pas.
Je sais pas. Yeah, so, and another way of saying it, which is a lovely expression I found, is to say you stop guessing at something is je donne ma langue au chat.
Je donne melon au chat.
Yeah. So, je donne means I give.
Je donne.
Je donne. Melon.
Melon.
Is my tongue.
Ma long.
Ma long.
Okay.
Au chat.
Au chat.
Chat is an animal. Do you know which one it is?
Cat.
Meow. Yeah, it's a cat. Yeah. Pretty good. So you're basically saying, it's kind of weird. You're saying, I'm giving my tongue to the cat. It's kind of like, cat's got your tongue, but actually it doesn't mean it at all.
No.
It's got a completely different sense, but there's a lot of expressions with cats in, isn't there? Cat on a hot tin roof. Not enough room to swing a cat.
I can't think of any cat expressions now you asked me about cats.
About 5 minutes ago, you told me about 15.
I know, they've all
in
gone.
In a row.
I know.
I thought it was a bit weird at the time, but it's actually coming back to haunt me now, in a good way.
Mm.
So, so je donne ma langue au chat. But an important point to mention here is that chat, when you refer to a cat as the animal, generally it comes in the masculine form. Whereas dog, for example, chien, is feminine.
Okay.
Le chien. But you can actually say chat as well, which does kind of mean a female cat, but you have to be very careful because it's also kind of means a little rude area of the body, basically.
You can work it out.
Yeah, you can work it out.
But lots of people in England say chat.
Yeah.
Le chat.
What, like chat myself?
No. They see there's all them chat t-shirts and things. And they'll say chat.
That is true, yeah. So just be careful, yeah, because it means that. And if you say, I'm giving my tongue to, well, yeah, you kind of can work it out from there.
Yeah.
So, just moving on slightly. Speaking of animals, I was doing the dolphin the other day.
Doing the dolphin? How can you do a dolphin?
I don't mean I was at, like, Waterworld, you know.
There isn't one near here, I don't know.
Crossing the boundaries. No, I was it's in the blowhole or nothing. No, well, I was actually doing a yoga position.
Oh, I remember.
Called
I was there.
The dolphin. And yeah, just for you listeners out there, me and Tom find it kind of, for some reason, we find it funny.
There is no reason.
It was one of those giggle fits where you can't stop.
It's not even like a comedy pose. There's nothing funny about the dolphin, really.
No, it's not. You make a kind of triangle shape with your body. And it was the funniest thing was us doing the dolphin impressions before it.
So freely bit of you can use them, you can like chop them up, use them in like documentaries maybe.
Yeah,
about
sure.
Dolphins.
You can use them as little sound bites.
Mm.
And so we were doing this yoga to get more flexible.
I think it's just relaxing.
I
think it's just enjoyable.
Yeah, it is relaxing, yeah, very relaxing. So that was very good. If you wanted to say I want to start yoga for your New Year's resolution, you could say je vais commencer le yoga.
Je vais commencer le yoga.
So je vais is the same. I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
And then commencer is to begin.
Okay.
And le yoga is, yeah, it's obvious. That's
like,
I'm
quite
going
tall.
To.
Like, commencer is just. Commence.
Yeah, commencer is like to commence.
Yeah.
To commence something. Yeah, so, so there's a lot, often is the case that you can kind of almost guess a French word. You could maybe.
You wouldn't be able to guess what the French word is, but you might be able to understand.
That's right. Yeah, you might be able to reverse context it into English. Yeah. So one thing that I found is that after the session of yoga, after doing the dolphin for a bit, again the position.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
I prefer the crow.
I prefer the dog.
Do we do a downward dog? Oh, no, that's a cat stretch.
No, I prefer Gangnam Style.
That is something that
it's like a kind of horse riding.
We do that in martial arts.
Do they?
Yeah, like horse stance. We used to do that.
Do you think
karate.
There'll be a new branch of martial arts called Gangnam Karate?
Well, it can't be karate because it'd have to be its own new martial art.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe Gangnam Fu.
Gangnam Fu.
I don't know. Gang Fu.
I've got a black belt in Gangnam Fu.
I reckon you could get that, mate.
Yeah.
That's a new dance move. It's pretty good.
Cheers. I've seen yours.
Pretty bad.
No comment.
Just trying to lose the weight, mate.
Yeah. So, well, like maybe that. If you get a bit more flexible, improve your flexibility with the yoga, you might be better at it. Flexibility in French is la souplesse.
Le souplesse.
Yeah. It's quite easy to remember. It's a bit like the word supple. To be supple. La souplesse.
Wait.
Yeah. So, after the yoga, kind of felt pretty relaxed.
I felt pretty relaxed. And also, I feel like I did improve my flexibility ever so slightly.
Yeah.
Ever so slightly.
Always pushing the boundaries.
Trying to, mate.
Just get there and just squeeze that extra inch, and yeah, it'll go on well. So I think that kind of brings our first podcast of 2013 to a nice little
roundabout end.
Nice little rundabout.
Rundabout.
So thanks for coming back in 2013 or 2013. It's going to be a great year, I'm pretty sure. And yeah, we're going to see plenty more podcast action.
So we're going to go as close to weekly as we can from now on. And next week
we're going to do about films and music.
Yeah, I so think, like media in general. So yeah, if you have any
films and music.
Yeah, films and media. So if you have any ideas about that, just
if you have any favourite films or music that
like,
you want to send
any of your favourite media, just let us know. Media. Maybe we can talk about it. Yeah, because you might want to talk about a video game.
All right, I'll give you that. Okay, and you know where to send it, guys. It's Pardon My French podcast at full stop, gmail.
It's not full stop.
Full stop.
Where are you going? So there it is. So see you next week.
Goodbye. See you next time.